Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to visit the Gray Bar Hotel, save face, and celebrate the birthdays of Lou Gold, Howard Phillips, and Charles N. Daniels. Last week, April 12th, marked the birth in 1878 in Leavenworth, Kansas, of composer, lyricist, and music publisher Charles N. Daniels. You may know him as Neil Moret, Jules Lamar, Paul Bertrand, Sidney Carter, or any of a number of other pseudonyms that he used. He studied music in high school and for a year at the University of Kansas and was training to be a classical pianist, but also worked as a song plugger for various Kansas City music companies. In 1898, he entered his composition Marjorie in a song contest and won $25, in addition to having his piece played by John Philip Sousa. The following year, he started his own music publishing firm, Daniels, Russell & Boone. In 1914, he moved to California and started a new publishing firm, which he sold in 1922, and then went to work for Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder. A couple of years later, he opened Villa Moret with bandleader Ben Black, and it became his most successful publishing firm after they wrote Moonlight and Roses. Charles N. Daniels died in Los Angeles on January 23, 1943. Here are four from the pen of Charles N. Daniels.
much to look at. I ain't much to see. I'm glad I'm living, and I'm lucky to be. But I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's funny that way. Can't save a dollar, I ain't got a cent. But she doesn't holler, she'd live in a tent. I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's funny that way. But why should I leave her? Why should I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. Oh, I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's funny that way. But I'm only human. I'm a coward at my best. I'm more than certain that this woman would follow me west. Oh, I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's funny that way.
Thank you. my pretty little senorita, my little Rosa Monterey. I pray that when I get to Monterey, I'll see my little senorita, my little Rosa Monterey. Her pretty Spanish face, Spanish grace, can't help loving, that's all. Long to hold, just to fold, what is wrapped in a shawl. And so, I think I'll soon be on my way to see my little senorita, my little Rosa Monterey.
Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra, with Van Fleming providing the vocal on Rose of Monterey, written by Neil Moret and Byron Gay. Charles Daniels must have liked Monterey because he also wrote In Monterey in 1915 with Harry Williams and On the Way to Monterey in 1924 with Ben Black. Before that, it was B.A. Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra and Tell Me Your Dreams, I'll Tell You Mine, with the vocal by Theo Alban. That was written under Daniels' real name with lyrics by Gus Kahn. That Edison Lateral recording was made October 23, 1928, and was preceded by Ted Lewis and his band, and She's Funny That Way, from December 5, 1928. Richard A. Whiting wrote the lyrics to She's Funny That Way as a gift to his wife. We began our tribute to Charles Daniels with Chloe, Song of the Swamp. That was Irving Kaufman with Sam Lennon and his orchestra on January 25, 1928. Gus Kahn wrote the lyrics. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played Prison Wall Blues as part of a wall set. Well, this week we're going back to prison, beginning with Bessie Smith.
All the your bleeding self-defeat. The judge said, listen, Bessie, tell me why you killed your man. The judge said, listen, Bessie, tell me why you killed your man. I said, judge, you ain't no woman and you can't up the river, send me to that mean old jail. You can send me up the river, send me to that mean old jail. I killed my man, and I don't need no bail.
noisy, quiet courtroom, a boy stood up for trial. The judge was all attention. He was sleeping all the while. A scream rang through the courtroom. A woman staggered in. She scarcely weighed 400 pounds. Her face was drawn and thin. "That villain is my son," she cried, "the only boy we ever had. And all his brothers, they were good, but he was always bad. And long before he was born, he was our pride and joy. I don't know what he's here for, Judge, but try and save my boy.
Don't send my boy to prison, down where the gangsters swore. Though he set that house on fire, he did it so he could keep warm. Don't send my boy to prison. Don't send him there for life. He did no crime, Your Honor. Why, he only murdered his wife.
Jimmy Green and his orchestra recording for Columbia on December 22, 1930, and Don't Send My Boy to Prison. The vocalist and personnel are all unidentified, and in fact, if Jimmy Green was a real person, he apparently made only two sides in that session, the other being the flip side, Come a Little Closer. Don't Send My Boy to Prison was composed by Frankie Wallace. Before that, we heard Jesse Crawford on The Mighty Wurlitzer, accompanied by Nat Shelkrit and the Victor Orchestra, and Within the Prison of My Dreams. Within the Prison of My Dreams was written by Jesse's wife, Helen Crawford, and was recorded November 30th, 1926. We began that slammer set with Bessie Smith and Sing Sing Prison Blues from December 6, 1924. Sing Sing Prison Blues was written by Porter Granger and Freddie Johnson. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Now, since we just had a promo about Facebook, we might as well have a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about faces. Here are Arden and Omen. Thank you.
beauty. You've got a lot of personality, and tea a thousand legs I found in having you around. Though you're no Gloria Swanson, for words I'd not replace your sunny, funny face.
Fall in love with a two-faced woman. A little bit of boldness, a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of coldness, a little bit of heatness. Don't fall in love with a two-faced woman. I'm giving you a warning, you lose her in the morning. She's got another lover, she's keeping undercover. She's like the weather vane that goes with the breeze. Her disposition makes her do as she pleases. That's why they call her a two-faced woman. A little bit of wrong and a little bit of right. A little bit of day and a little bit of night. A little bit of goodness, a little bit of badness, a little bit of black and white.
Is jumping, you surely started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, 'cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face.
Here's a quintessential 20s tune, Babyface, written by Benny Davis and Harry Axt, and performed there by Ben Sullivan and his orchestra, with Ben himself performing the vocal on July 9, 1926. That was preceded by Bert Furman and the Rhythmic Eight and Faces at the Window, written by James Dyrenforth. Before that, it was Hal Kemp and his orchestra, with vocal by Skinny Ennis and Two-Faced Women, from the Broadway revue Flying Colors, which opened at the Imperial Theater on September 15, 1932, and ran for 188 performances. Two-Faced Women was written by Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz. We began that facial set with Phil Oman and Victor Arden and their orchestra and Funny Face from the George and Ira Gershwin show of the same name. Frank Black directed the orchestra on that December 8, 1927, Victor recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM, 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, April 12th, marked the birth in 1909 of vocalist Howard Phillips. And that's just about all I can tell you about him. He made at least several dozen recordings with more than half a dozen different bands, but other than that, I couldn't find anything about him. Besides the three bands you'll hear in this segment, he also recorded with Adrian Rollini, Jacques Renard, Ray Noble, and Johnny Green. Here's Howard Phillips.
Thank you. nobody like you. You'll find such pleasure in doing what you do. A change in music, and suddenly you start. That little syncopated beat in your heart. You look inspired, that's one of your great charms. But when you're tired, start dancing to my arms. After a while, dear, these two happy feet will beat down the aisle, dear, my dancing lady to you.
We began our tribute to Howard Phillips with Leo Reisman and his orchestra November 22, 1932, and We Belong Together, written by Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern. That's from the Broadway musical Music in the Air, which premiered at the Alvin Theater on November 8, 1932, and ran for 342 performances. The 1934 Fox film version starred Gloria Swanson, but omitted the show's best-known number, The Song Is You. Next, it was Joe Venuti and his orchestra and My Dancing Lady, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. That recording is from November 3rd, 1933. We finished up with Dick McDonough and his orchestra in An Old Flame Never Dies from September 2nd, 1937. Al Stillman wrote the words to Arthur Schwartz's tune. Last week, April 15th, marked the birth in 1890 in Russia of Louis Milton Goldwasser, better known as Lou Gold. His family came to the U.S. in 1893, and Louis performed piano and was giving lessons while in his teens. At 27, he was working professionally as a pianist at Hoffman Park Inn on Long Island. By 1924, he had formed his own band and was appearing at the Club Wigwam, which was located at 50th Street and 7th Avenue. The band performed remote broadcasts from the Club Wigwam over WHN radio, and on March 14, 1924, they made their first records for Cameo. By the end of the year, Gold was recording for many different labels under a wide variety of pseudonyms, and by his last recording session in May of 1932, he had cut about 750 sides. Lou Gold was also a composer, writing Driftwood with lyrics by Gus Kahn and That's My Girl with lyrics by Benny Davis. He retired to Florida, where he died on August 19, 1950. Here's Lou Gold.
Sad and blue, lonely too, since you're gone. Sad and blue, thoughts of you linger on. Every night, turn the light, say my prayers. No one knows, I suppose, no one cares. Sad and blue, telling you I regret. Please forgive, I'm in love with you yet. If you don't hear my plea and come right back home to me, honey, I'll always be sad and blue.
I got the words, I got the tune, I've been rehearsing under the moon, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. I got the place, I got the time, I got a lot of love, words that rhyme, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. I guess it just had to be. Won't someone listen to me? I got the words, I got the tune. I'd like to croon it under the moon, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself.
We began our tribute to Lou Gold with Scrappy Lambert and the Virginia Creepers and a pretty peppy tune for being titled Sad and Blue. That was another Benny Davis-Harry Ax collaboration and was recorded February 21st, 1927. Next, from May 13, 1932, it was Humming to Myself, written by Sammy Fain and Herb Magidson. We finished up with another pretty bouncy number for being titled Broken Hearted. That was also by the Virginia Creepers. The vocalist on that June 20th, 1927 Pathé Actuel 78 was Jimmy Kern. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.